We're doing every line. Let's go weiter. Let's read the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer Mitzel of Tzola. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, we spoke about last time. Abitan will tell you the machlokes, what the analysis of Mitzel of Tzola as opposed to the top line Usel of Tzola. We suggested a few weeks ago in Gluck the different approaches to what the accomplishment of judges, if judgment is it social order or is it to get to the truth? Shenemar emas u'mishpat shalom shaftu b'sha'areichem. How could the pasuk have mishpat and shalom in the same line? Aren't those two things contradictory? If you want real mishpat, you're not going to have shalom. If you want real shalom, you're not going to have mishpat. What's the exception to the rule that has the combination of shalom and mishpat? That's pshara. Pshara is a way to actually get to din, but in a shalom dikah way. And that's his source for Bishum and Karcha, that it's the ideal and the most lechatchila and the mitzvah is to do pshar. V'chein b'David u'omer, and also it says by David, the pasuk says, v'yihi David oisim mishpat u'tztaka, v'alokol malkom sheyesh mishpat ein tztaka. You have a similar contradiction in the pasuk. You have mishpat and tztaka both in the same pasuk. But anytime there's mishpat, then there's not tztaka. If there's tztaka, then there's a mitzvah. Tztaka ein mishpat. Eleizu mishpat sheyesh bo tztaka, havyomer zubitzua, the only way you can accomplish both tztaka and mishpat is with a pshara, and these two psukim are telling us that the idea of pshara and the idea of this arbitration is a lichatchila. Also, the Tanakama, so what does Tanakama do with all these makaris? Sounds like mitzvah of tzaya. What are you going to do with it? So, Tanakama, donis hadin zikas hazakai. If you judge the judgment, you merited the person who was merited, the chiv is achayev, and you obligated the person who should be obligated. Barashin is chayev ani mamon. But in the end conclusion, the person who came to his detriment, the person who came that was obligated, was actually the poor person. And you feel a little nebuch for him. Yeshilim lo mitoch beso, zemishpat utztaka. And the dayan says, I'll take care of it. I got your back. I'll take care of your monetary obligation. That's a judgment of mishpat, that at the end of the day, I'll take care of as a person who cares and a community member. I'm not only a dayan. I'm not only a person who adjudicates Schwartz and takes out my cell phone during shir. I'm also a person that takes care of tztaka. Mishpat lezeh utztaka lezeh. Mishpat lezeh shehichzir l'mamon. I did mishpat to the guy who really is justified to get money. Guys put away the cell phones. Utztaka lezeh sheshilim lo mitoch beso. And tztaka to the one who couldn't afford it, who was the ani that I have to pay, and I pay him money. Andy decided we're going to skip the parentheses. We're going to skip the parentheses. We're going to go with Andy's talk over here. Kashaler Rebbe, but Rebbe says Tanakama. That's a shvach read of the pasuk. Why is it a shvach read of the pasuk or both sides? Because if it's talking about staka mishpat utstaka, that staka is to the ani. So then, what should the pasuk say? Hay lechol ani. Why does the pasuk say? What does it say, Ezra? Hay lechol amo. It sounds like it's a staka to every individual, even not a poor person. Not a destitute person. No. Even if he doesn't pay, it's going to be mishpat utztaka. How's it going to be mishpat utztaka? You misunderstood tztaka. Tztaka doesn't mean I'm helping a pauper. Tztaka doesn't mean I'm helping pay the bills for someone that can't afford the bill. There's another type of tzedek. There's another type of tztaka. What's that type of tztaka? An avarion who now doesn't live with the avera. You got someone back on track in life. You got someone who is living with an avera, living begezel betoch beso, stolen property in his house, and now I realize and allowed him to realize and help him with the word of tztaka, with the convincing of tztaka, that now you should get rid of that gezel. You helped that person just like you helped an ani. Tztaka doesn't only mean giving a poor person money, says the Gemara. Tztaka means getting people that are faulty, that are living a life of sheker, that are living a life of non-MS, to get them back on track. That's maybe the biggest tztaka you can do. Mishpat to the guy who got his stolen property back. Utztaka lezeh, and what's the tztaka to the guy who's obligated? Stuck al zeh shehotzi gezel mitoich beiso, because he's not living his life as a sheker anymore. He's not living his life with Isurim, and I was able to be makar of him. I was able to be recognize the MS and get him back on track. You are the biggest bal tzedaka you could imagine. Yes, Steimer.
Is this specifically stopping him from doing something that's usher, or I mean, is there a reason why it says you're taking the gazela out of the house? Because this money is considered to be stolen if it's not yours, so you're not going to have it disappear away from you until you get it back then.
Right.
It's more of a technical thing, specifically dealing with mama.
Right.
You're saying that my Moser Shmuz is.
I'm extrapolating from this Gemara in Echanami. The Gemara literally was talking about this, but I think it is tzedaka. The only difference is the fact that you're, in terms of this guy, you're not giving him anything monetary. You're just removing him from an iser. So I think that automatically tells you from this Gemara, if halachically all you're doing, in effect, is removing an iser from his property, so then any time you're actually doing, you're convincing a person to remove himself from an avera, that's a form of tzedaka.
It's not done until you give the item back.
So what?
But why
is it tzedaka to him?
It's a chesed.
Why is it tzedaka to him? The Gemara is saying it's tzedaka to the guy who's the avarion, the gazlan.
Yeah, I know.
He's not getting any money from this.
Because it only goes away once he gives it.
What does that have to do with tzedaka? It means he's getting rid of an iser.
Right, but I'm saying if it was a case that didn't have to do with money, let's say.
No, because he doesn't have to pay anymore.
I don't understand.
He'd have to pay if he was.
He has to pay now.
Now he's paying.
Why am I doing a tzedaka for him?
Because
for him, for the payer, not for the recipient, for the payer.
Because now he's not paying because you're paying for him.
I'm not paying for him. You didn't read the Gemara.
I didn't.
I know. But that's awesome that he's participating, even though he didn't read the Gemara. I still hold to that as a mila, yeah?
Wouldn't it make it more general just to go...
See, Hager, this is what I mean, yeah?
Why wouldn't they just say you're taking the Avera away from
it? He knows what I'm talking about. You what?
Instead of saying you're taking the Zela out of his house, why wouldn't they say in general you're removing the Avera from...
Because it was talking about this case. I'm just saying, halachically, all you're doing, Al Pidin, is removing an Avera from his house, so it should extrapolate to other cases as well.
I thought that they're interpreting...
The fact that it has to do with money...
I know they're talking about this case, but they're talking
about that plus. It is, but my line of reasoning is that over here, there's nothing financial that's going to this guy. So you see that tzedaka has another inference.
Right.
How do you define tzedaka? It's a chesed. So you didn't tzedaka is chesed.
In a chanami. I didn't say tzedaka is not chesed. Yeah.
No, it's a form of chesed.
In a chanami.
It's a specific form of
chesed. In a chanami. But the Gemara is clearly telling removing a person from an avera is tzedaka. Yeah. What? No, the Gemara said it's mishpat. Mishpat, it's mishpat for the recipient.
Why?
Because he gets what's just. He gets his money. Mishpat lezeh shehichzer lo mamono. It's rightfully his. That's mishpat. Staka, why is it staka? Because now you're going to stop doing an avir. Right, Lauman? Reb Shimon Manasseh holds, if there are two people that come to you for judgment, ad shelo tishma divrehen, until you don't hear his words, or once you hear the words, but I don't necessarily have a decision and have an opinion of where I'm going to sway the judgment towards, atarashay lomer lehem tzu bitzu, you're allowed to still say, pshara is still an option, Zakhtar Shimon Manasseh. Shimon Manasseh is saying pshara is up until the point that I know where the din is swaying in my opinion. Mishetishma devrayim, but once you know where the din is swaying, v'ata yodei leheichan adinoita, and you know where it's swaying towards, i'ata reisha lehem tzu v'tzu, you're not able to go and do pshara. Shenemar poiter mayim reishis modon. V'lefnei hiskala hariv, notush. Before Rashi says Nintosho is to be Roidev Shalom, meaning to go towards the Pshara, before the Riv is Niskala, I can opt towards the Pshara option. Once the Riv is Niskala, once I know the different opinions and where it's going to sway towards, Pshara is no Lamra, Iyata Yachal Nintosho. And now, Rabbi, say, listen to the next Gemara, fascinating Gemara. Bereish Lakish Omer, Shnaim Shabo Ledin. Echad rach ve'echad kosher. You have two people. You have Donald Trump, and you have Mark Rubio, Robotic Rubio. So the Gemara says, if you have one softy, one hard guy, right? You guys have all in our communities. You have the guy, you know, the guy who doesn't have all the money, who doesn't push around everyone in the shul, the guy who doesn't own the rabbi, the guy who just listens to what the rabbi says, doesn't give the rabbi a hard time. Then you have the guy that, oh my gosh, if it's not my way, it's the highway. Oh boy. The guy who mamish owns everyone, you know. So you have an echad rach ve'echad kosh. And they have a din Torah. Actually, tishma divrein, before I hear their opinions, before I hear their studim, the Gemara says, O mishetishma divrein biyata yoyte aleichen nedinoyte, or once I heard the studim, but I didn't have the ability yet to analyze it and think about it and chew on it and sleep on it. I have the ability to opt out from being the diet. Why? Gotta do your job, man. This is what you're here for. You're in the line of duty. What's going on? Shema, because I could say, Nischayev Chazak, maybe the psak and the way I'm going to go and the direction I'm going to adjudicate the case will be to obligate this strong person, v'nimtza chazak roitfai. And then the chazak, this guy who we all know takes advantage, he's going to take advantage in a very physical way, and it's very scary what the outcome is going to be and what some of these monetary situations lead to. We all know, and don't have to get into the stories that we've all heard, of where people will go to save a nickel, to save $1 million, to gain $1 million. The ends defy the means, unfortunately. And Nimtza Chazak Rodfo, unfortunately, also all over in the Jewish community. Mishetishma Devarim, one second, Andy. Once I know what they said, Ve'ata Yoideya, Lehechan Adin Noita, and you know where the din will sway. Iata Yochel Lomerlem in a Nizkak Lechem. You can't say, I opt out, I don't want to be a Dayan. Shneemar, as the Pasuk says, Loisaguru Mipnei Ish, do not be fearful of man. Pasuk is talking to a Dayan. They can't be fearful of man, namely the litigants. What's going to happen? Comes along Rashi. Let's just make it clear, both, so that we have the Gemara for those of us that didn't see the Gemara. The Gemara makes a chilek. There's a dayan. There's litigants. The Gemara says, I can back out Choyzer. The Amy Dunn, either Lifnei Shishama, we didn't sit down, you just approached me after shul, will you be a Dayan? Or Amy Oidea Lehechan Noite. But Mi Shishama, Amy Choyze. What's the reason? What's the rationale, says the Gemara? Yeah. Oh, sorry, one second. Andy, yeah.
I was going to say,
we didn't get to the details yet. But yeah.
Say, we seem to be, the dying can opt out because maybe the other guy will be a road there. So is that even like a little bit further that maybe because if you continue to judge, he might pervert the judgment and go in favor of Mechayev to then avoid him getting angry at him? So it's not only that he might get chased by him, but also that he just might not judge honestly?
The judge? I don't think so. That's a separate issur that you have a separate issur in the Torah that you can't judge falsely no matter what the circumstances are. No, over here there's a separate issur, an added chiddush that I don't want to get involved in the judgment and I just don't want to give a psak because of my fear. Yeah.
So why is it that if you're confident in your decision, let's say you're going to be a high guy either way, whether or not it's in terms of you have a suffix now and you choose to opt out, or you already know that he's going to be chayev.
Yeah.
So why is it that if you already choose for him to be chayev and he's going to be a rodev, then
he's gonna then you cannot opt out of being a judge, as opposed to when you're
because
on the fence,
because now you're really, you already started your job and you have a shame dayan, and now you're opting out because of fear of an individual.
So you only have a shame dayan once you make it, right. Once you make a psak, but we said in any
once you sat down. This case, right?
But
the Nesha Shama, right? So what basically happens? Play out the story. We're trying to get a Bezdin. We're trying to create a Bezdin. How are we going to get our Bezdin? We turn to the third parak, the beginning of the third parak. Zebor Alecha, Zebor Alecha. So I'm walking over after davening, and I'm walking over to the Rav, and I asked him, can you please be a dayan for me, right? Oh, who's involved in the case? Oh, it's me against Yankel. I'm like, oh gosh, Yankel is going to get clobbered. And like, no matter what I say, you're going to clobber him or whatever it is. So then I say, I'd rather just not get involved in the case. Okay, so then you just didn't get involved and didn't. That's not a problem.
I thought we said this was after they already
heard.
The Gemara says an added chiddush, not only, the Gemara says two cases. Either Mishalei Shama, and even if you were Shamea, but if you don't yet know, so then you don't have a full-fledged shame dying.
But in that case with Yankel, you already know that Yankel is going to be Chayev.
No. I don't. I didn't hear anything, and I don't have an opinion. I just know. No, the Gemara says, I just know whatever's going to happen, Yankel's going to get in trouble. Maybe. That's. I didn't even hear the case. It could be that the Chazak could be the side. I just know it's not going to work. It's not going to work, and there's going to be negative outcomes from this situation. So the chiddush of the Gemara is, you're allowed to back out now, and you're allowed to back out also when you don't necessarily have an opinion on the matter, because it's not like you're backing away out of fear from din, because you don't have an opinion yet. It's still a chiddush, and we'll see, maybe there are certain scenarios that might not be the case.
So it's only once you accept really yourself to be a dayan that you can't opt out.
Or that I have an opinion on the matter, yeah. So let's see for a second. Who? What? The Hechanota is to which way it's swaying. Who's winning? Says the Gemara. Says Rashi. What?
As the Lifnei Sheshama and...
No, or...
Lifnei Sheshama means that you don't know...
Either Lifnei Sheshama, I didn't hear anything like after the shul. We didn't even get involved in the case. Or even if I did hear, but I don't yet know. Gemara says two cases.
I mean, he's saying if it's Lifnei Sheshama, but you already know that what the thing is going to be...
No. Lifnei Sheshama means I have no idea what the... I have no idea. It's not deep into the case. That's the point. If it's deep into the case...
Right.
Who,
and you say, right. No, I don't want
right.
to be
judged. Or, even once you were started and you started hearing the story, right. But you said, you don't have an opinion yet, but you're just like, this is going to be a bad outcome. Yeah. But once you know what the outcome is, and now you're backing out, that's giving into your fear. That's not allowed. What is the fear, Avi Lieberman? Who is fearful? Who is Rodev who? The Gemara Akiva is extremely vague in terms of what we are fearful about in the outcome of this case. Fascinating. Nimtza Chazak Rodfo. Translate that phrase. Nimtza, it will be found that the Chazak, the strong guy, Rodfo, will chase after him. Who is him? That is the question that we need to find out. Comes along Rashi, and Rashi adds a little bit to the Gemara as he does, Baruch Hashem. We would be nowhere without Rashi. And Rashi says, Nimtza Rodfo, Nimtza Rodef. After who, Rabbo? So what does Rashi say? Where's the Rashi? Shemi is chayav chazak v'nimtza rodfo, rodef es hadayin lahafech es hadin. He's running after the dayan, he's instilling fear into the dayan. The dayan is scared of him. He's putting pressure on the dayan. He's putting pressure on the rav that's acting as a dayan. Comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says, nimtza chazak rodfo, very similar to Rashi, perish ledayan, it's talking about that he's going to run after me, he's going to put pressure on me, and I'm scared of him. K'demuchah basar hachi. Both said, this is so real. It's so sad. K'demuchah basar hachi. Hada nachat echad rach. Shem ayushneim chazokim asheni hayim esayel. Zok taisis, that if you had a second guy that was strong, and you had a second guy that was going to be up against the other guy, So what's going to happen, Rabbi Yisai? I just got myself a personal bodyguard. I'm not worried in such a scenario. It's only because I am coming and being mezakeh and meriting the rach that now the dayan is now scared because this guy, his pressure is going to work. Yankel's not going to be able to defend me. Yankel's my uncle. Come on. I'm going to lose in this case. So therefore, Tosfos says, but the whole fear factor was nimtze roitvay of who? He's going to put pressure on the dayan. What a sick man. He's going to put pressure on the dayan in order to make sure that he's going to win. So according to Tosfos and Rashi, talking about that this guy is going to put pressure on the dayan, right? And therefore, the Gemara says, afal pichein, in such a scenario, when you heard, or when you know, where the din is swaying, and you're scared of the pressure that the dayan is going to get if I'm going to paskin, where I know that the psak seems like it's going against the strong guy, says Rashi and Tosfos, it's usur for you to give it the pressure. Whether it's prayer pressure, or whether it's monetary pressure, doesn't matter. Don't give it. There's one example that I specifically left out, Rabbi Yisrael. What type of pressure? Pikuach nefesh pressure. Life and death pressure. What about that? We'll get back to that. Yeah, Zof.
Just a little clarification on the case. Is a dayan allowed to opt out of being a dayan at any, meaning if there was no kasha or rock, if it was just like normal, like stamim, like just normal guys, is a dayan allowed to opt out of it even when he hears the case, he's just like, I don't
want to
get involved, like, I'm busy.
If the Gemara is saying that if I... Oh,
like, meaning that he...
At what stage? Did I hear...
Like, he heard the case, but he hasn't internalized it, he doesn't know which way...
Oh, so like our case, and there's no Echad Rach.
Yeah.
There's no Echad Rach.
It's not even... Like, it could be anyone. It doesn't matter.
So the Gemara is saying, even by an Echad Rach, I'm allowed to back out. So, Kal v'chomer in your case. If I don't know where the din is going, I'm allowed to back out. I mean, this case is a chiddush, right? I'm allowed to back out of that, right? I think in every, this would be no different, right? I think in that case, you're allowed to back out. Well, actually, right. This is.
It's just explaining how it applies.
Right. It's true. I'm sorry, but I think it would be applicable and also in a case where I don't have this scenario. The point is that I don't yet know the das of where it's going to go, so I'm not considered backing out yet.
How is there even a question of who it's going? Like, shouldn't it be clearly just going on the dyad, like grammatically speaking, if you're following?
We'll get to that in a second. How
can you say anything different?
Well, we'll see. The Rishonim disagrees, so stay tuned.
So the backing out, then, according to Tosfos and Rashi, isn't regarding fear. Because if it's fear, then according to... Because if it's fear, if you're saying you're backing out of fear, then where the case where it's two strong guys, you should be able to back out. Because you have the protection, so there's nothing to fear anymore. So you shouldn't be able to back out then. So, am I wrong in assuming that...
The Gemara is just saying it's not saying that you're not allowed to. The Gemara is just saying that in this rationale and this psychology that the Gemara is talking about is only in a situation where it's chayav and rach. But if it's both chazakim, you're not going to have that same psychology, so you're going to be okay with it. But I think lahalacha would be the same thing in a
different.
It wouldn't be a different, but the Gemara is just saying, why would a dying want to back out? So the Gemara is saying, because there's echad rach and echad kasha. So Tosfos is saying, obviously the person who they're going to chase after is the dying, and he's scared because he only has a rach to defend him. Comes along the Ran, quotes B'Shem the Rif, and he says, I have a totally different explanation than this Gemara. This Gemara is not the way we explained up until now, Rabosai, is that Nimtza Chazak Rotfo, he's going to chase after him. What does that mean? Says Rashi and Tosos, Rotfo equals Dayan. But comes along Iran and said that the Gemara never said that. The Gemara just said he will chase after him. Says the Ran, B'Shem the Rif. Rodfo means he's going to take advantage. He's going to put pressure on who? On Yankel. On the Nebuch. And I don't want to be involved in such a case where I know that's going to happen. The Chazak is going to take advantage and put all the pressure onto the Nebuch. Onto the Rach.
To drop out?
Yeah. No, says the Ran. Because to not have to pay. When Yankel is going to come and say, excuse me, you know, they passed against you. So he'll just say, Johnny, take care of him. That's it. End the case. That's not something I want to get involved in. It's going to be all over the headlines, all over the news. I know this is going to happen. I'm backing out. It's only Gemara. If you know that Yankel's right, do not back out. Chevra, I want to know. The Ran clearly did not say like Rashi and Tosfos. Why? And Rabbi said, I want to point out something fascinating over here. If you look at the Netziv on his Perish on the She'iltis in Hamak She'ila, he explains the Ran as follows, which was my first understanding of this Machlokes, as the Netziv explains. The reason the Ran didn't agree with Rashi and Tosfos is because the Dayan, if the Dayan feels pressure, and the Dayan is now going to judge the case, and now is going to be put pressure on, and he's worried and concerned about that pressure. Again, what type of pressure we're going to talk about in a second, but serious pressure that will affect his life, Max Harvey, comes along the Netziv, and he says, from the fact that the Ran did not choose Rashi and Tosos' option, that the Rodfo is referring to the Dayan, it sounds like Rashi and Tosos are saying that what? Even, that the Ran is saying, that even Mishatishma Divrehem, even once you know where the din is leaning towards, even once you know where the din is going to be chayev, who's going to be chayev, who's going to be butter, I have the ability to what? To back out. Because the Gemara was just talking about my understanding of what's going to happen to the two litigants from an external perspective. If I'm concerned about my own life, if I'm concerned about my own pressure, if I'm concerned about the effect on me from this Din Torah, then the Gemara is going to say you're allowed to back out. What would it get up to the Rambam? One second. I never explained yet whether or not this is including physical danger. So assuming it's including physical danger.
But the Ran is, well, you know, there's some sort of sakana at stake.
What if it's a,
he doesn't say that.
You can't have a child.
What if the case of Dina Bashar? Because the Gemara is only Mechayev.
Once there's pressure on the Dayan,
according to the Netziv's shot in the Ran, so then I don't have to change my lifestyle. I don't have to get into a difficult predicament because of being a Dayan. That wasn't what the Torah was talking about. What was the Torah talking about? Don't be scared for the other litigant. Don't think that, oh, because you know the other guy's going to take advantage of the other litigant, that now you're not going to get involved in the Din Torah, says the Ran. No, in such a scenario, you should get involved, and you even so, and Mirtz Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care, and you shouldn't be scared of what this individual would do to the other litigant. But you can take into effect, according to the Netziv, what this guy will do to you as the Dayan. Give me one second. Rabbeisai came along Rav Soloveitchik in his Shiurim on Maseches Sanhedrin and said against the Netziv. He said the same exact Ran. You see clearly that the Ran B'Shem the Rif is disagreeing with Rashi and Tosfos, and he's saying that the Gemara is not talking about V'nimtza Rodfo is against the Dayan himself, but rather V'nimtza Rodfo. I'm sorry. Nimtza Rodfo means what? Nimtza Rodfo means what, Morris?
The Dayan.
If that's the case, why didn't the Ran say like Rashi and Tosfos? Instead of Soloveitchik, or both sides, get ready for this one. Instead of Soloveitchik, pump fakir from the Netziv. The exact opposite from the Netziv, Morris. Said the Ran that this guy, Max Harvey, who's scared for himself, he's scared about the pressure that is going to alter his life, he's scared about his own personal situation, said the Rav. You ready for this, Mickey?
Not a man.
If you're scared for your own personal safety, You're scared for your own monetary pressure, for your own lifestyle? Then you can't even back out for any reason. You have your own personal negius and you're not willing to be a dayan, said the Rav. Then even if you didn't hear where it's going, you better be a dayan. And have some bitachon. And have some emunah. And stop letting these people run the lifestyle of Yiddishkeit. It's not true. Don't let them run the world. And even what the Gemara says is mutter, that you're allowed to even hear if you don't have an opinion. But if you're scared for yourself, if you're scared for the dayan, so then the Ran says the Gemara wasn't even talking about that, and then the chilukim of the Gemara don't even apply. Because you can't give in to pressure. That can't let, that, this is so hashkafic, Rabbi Yisrael. So hashkafic to what the Rav is telling us. The exact opposite of what the Netziv said. The Ran, the driving force in the Ran is that you can't live your life because of peer pressure. Because of what the Joneses are doing. Because of the way people are living their lives. And even though you don't technically have a shame dayon yet, you're still in the shul after davening when he's asking you to be a dayon. But you know the combination. And you're scared because you know that that guy is... there have been situations before that he's going to alter my life. He's going to put pressure on my life. This is something that I can't stand up to. Second, that is something that's a problem. Therefore, the Rav said, even though you're not even a dayon yet, you better get yourself on that business. Because don't, it's a chiddush, Rabbi Yisrael. You don't even know how much, how big of a, you can't even imagine how big of a chiddush. What's being mechayev me to be a dayan? I wasn't a dayan yet. I have a chiv to be a dayan? Lo sagur mi piish, l'chorah means once you're a dayan, I can't back out. But if I'm a nothing, like the Gemara was saying, if I didn't hear anything yet, I don't even know where it's going, I didn't even hear the tzadim, so I'm just a regular guy walking on the street that's putting on tefillin after shachris. Come on. Who am I? When the Torah is talking Lo Sagur Mipi'ish to me? Yes. Because if you're now going to make your decisions in life all because of fear of the people around you, then yes, the Torah is even referring to you. That's an expansion of Lo Sagur Mipi'ish. You're avoiding being a dayan because of fear of what's going to happen to your personal life? Then that is usur, according to the way the Rav's understanding of the Ran. It's a little bit difficult, Rabosai, conceptually, not only for the Gemara, but because conceptually, like the way we learned the Gemara like that, is because L'chora, intuitively, I would have said, the Isser to back out from being a Dayan, the Isser for a Dayan to be fearful, should only be once it's at a certain situation within the court case, certain progress that we've made, that now a Dayan is actually being fearful based on the outcome of his psak. But beforehand, even before I'm a dayan, even before I get onto the case, even before I even know where it's going, and I'm not retracting or moving myself away from the court case, so then how could you say that the Isser should apply to me? I'm just a Harry on the street. Unless the Rav will tell me, no, I only meant it in a situation where you already started the Din Torah, but yet you don't yet know where it's swaying. Maybe the Rav will say that it wouldn't apply in a situation where I didn't start the Din Torah yet. But the Pashas, as he was saying, that the Ran was saying, any ounce of fear, any ounce of pressure cannot be a reason why you're not going to be a Dayan, and even earlier in this stage, it would be Usher. Yeah.
This is like with an extremely honest person, the Dayan, obviously, because I mean, I'm just thinking about myself, like, I would want to be Mechayev, this guy who's pressuring me, like, I'd stick it to him, he's, like, pressuring other people in the community, this is, like, sort of tikkun, like Rodev Shalom kind of thing. Like, it's helping not just...
So that's because you're a Superman. Meaning, you're saying, oh, this is our way of getting back to me. But what if you're a dayan who just says, oh, like most of the time, and most people will just say, I just don't want to get involved. You know, I've stayed away from this guy, I've seen what he does to other people, and I don't want to be affected. Mm-hmm. Most people would have that approach. You're saying, this is an opportunity. I want to help. And I'm not trying to put that down. Like halavai, everyone should have that approach. But that's a very positive approach, and that's a very, you know, you try to benefit others. But like, not everyone takes that approach. And more important, you know, depending on the pressure, a lot of times people will say, "I just don't need this." Mali litzara azos. What do I need this headache for? Yeah.
But still, how does that fit in with like the reading of the Gemara grammatically? Is it the vav going on?
Nimtza chazak rodfo.
Yeah, but right before that, they're speaking about the dayan.
Yeah. Right, so Duran's saying, he's saying, I'm not going to get involved because I'm compassionate. I have compassion for the Nebuch.
But the rofo shouldn't be, the vav shouldn't be going on the person that I just spoke about. It's like he's saying that he's scared about the
it's
guy
a,
who's
new
chasing
set.
Him.
It's a new. He's scared that no, because it no. The Gemara says there's a chazak and a rach. No, read the Gemara. Gemara says. Echad rach ve echad kasha. Achlo tishma devrem imish tishma der omish tishma derem yata der ne der noto at the rational rain and nas gogem shen is khayf khazak ve nimtsa khazak roadfall that could be on the rach
right
she's,
well I got it sorry
yeah
I don't understand how Rav Soloveitchik then is fitting with the Ron, because the Ron is saying, the Ron said that we're nervous that the strong guy is going to be putting pressure on the weak guy.
Right, but what about what the Gemara didn't talk about?
No, he's scared for himself.
No. The Ron says the Gemara didn't talk about the case where he's scared for himself. Right? So now we have two options of how to analyze that, why the Gemara didn't talk about that situation.
The
Netziv says, because even in the deep situation where you're deep into the case and you know where it's leaning towards, if you're worried about yourself, you're allowed to back out. The Rav said the opposite. The reason, according to the Ran, the Gemara didn't refer to the Dayan is because even in the earlier stage, even in where you don't know where
you
it's leaning towards, you can never back out from being
unless it's at the very right. beginning, so before you even hear anything about the case.
Well, so that's what we're debating right now. It could be, if the Gemara is saying, even Lifnei Sheshama Devrayim, which means the very, very beginning.
Okay, so he agrees with Ron that if it was the guy attacking the other guy, then you can still back out.
Right.
Then you
count at a certain point, right.
You can, up
yes.
to...
And up to
the
point, yes,
100%.
He's not, okay. Right. It's just the sock of the Gemara changes when it's against the diet.
It's still on the rock.
What?
The Rav said, according to the Rav, it's still on the rock.
Yeah, that's what the Rav says. The question is, why is it on the rock? There are two different versions of why that should be. Yeah.
It's like a are we only talking about the questions where you, like Netziv says, you don't even have an opinion of what, and it's.
I don't think it's different.
I don't think it's a question of you're choosing your life.
Right.
It's more complicated.
Why is that? Why am I choosing life?
Because you're scared for your life, but at the end of the day, you're going to be positive. Well,
we didn't get
him for being Chai Misa, so then you're afraid that. If
why
you,
am I? Why? Because he's gonna kill the other guy.
No, the other guy who's going to be Chai Misa. Let's say, the other guy.
But he's
upset. Actually, this Gemara is even talking.
No, he's not.
Why not?
Because in the beginning, it's saying that there's an option that you should let the guys do Shara. It's obviously not Din Nefashah.
That's true, but how do you know there's a new din? But there's a new din. There's a new din based on Luzlosa Guru and Bej. Chori, that applies to Din and Fashas also, I would think.
Well,
then I'm not afraid that the guy's not...
If you say the guy's not Chai Misa, let's say, right?
The guy's not Chai Misa.
You're afraid the other guy, let's say he wants him to be, because let's say he's Chai Misa
right.
for whatever reason,
right.
or something.
Right.
Then you're saying, okay, I'm afraid for my life, I can't say that he's not Chai Misa.
So now, that really gets to our next
more,
question
like
is,
more
what about...
Like,
yeah,
of,
well,
like, who's, right?
Or what about a situation like this? Even within Dine Mominus, Rabosai, I was back and forth, Rabosai, about using... Guys, put away the phones. I was back and forth about the situation of what about not monetary pressure, not social pressure, not job pressure, but rather, what?
Physical danger.
What about... situation where I think he's going to take it to the next level, he is going to hire a hitman. Okay?
Is the Rav not talking about that in Skiddush?
So we don't know if the Rav's talking about it. The next Makoros is going to talk about it. The Rav didn't explain. The Rishonim don't explain this. But the Rambam does. Yeah.
According to Ron, he says that the Rav is afraid.
Yeah.
Why would he...
The Dayan is afraid for the Rav.
Oh, I thought the Rav would be afraid.
No, the Dayan is afraid on behalf of the Rav.
They're already in a case with the
No,
Rav.
he's afraid on behalf of the Rav.
So,
he's a compassionate Dayan.
Just one more time.
Yeah.
How does Rav Soloveitchik read our Gemara?
He says that you find the distinction between Shama Devrayim and Eino Shama Devrayim, that you're allowed to back out before you know where it's swaying, only in a situation where you're worried on behalf of the Rav. If you're worried on behalf of yourself, you're worried for yourself, then even in the earlier stage, you can't back out. There are two sides to the Gemara. They're taking the two different sides of how to resolve it, according to the Ron and the Rav. However, what if we up the stakes? What if we say that this is not only monetary, social pressure, but this is really serious. This is dinei nefesh. Anyone have the Rambam for me? What does the Rambam say? Yeah, it's in the back. Chaf Beis Aleph.
Yeah. Talking about
kuach nefesh. Let's see. We have to read it. We have to read it. No. Yeah. Physical danger. Listen to what the Rambam says. Shnayim shabalu fenechol adin, echad reach veechad kasha. Ad shelo tishmes divrayim, o mishitishmes divrayim, yata yadeh leheichan adinoite, ata rashi lahomer, ena niskach lechem. He quotes our Gemara. I could back out. Shemi yishayev akasha v'nimtzav rodev, achar ha, dayon. The Rambam learns like who?
Rashi.
Aval mishitishmes divrayim, v'teda leheichan adinoite, then you can't say I'm backing out at that later stage of the court case. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Adin de Araisa, Loisaguru mipne ish, do not be fearful from a man. Shaloi Toimer ish ploni rashahu. Whoa, now the Rambam starts to say, what exactly are my fears? What are the missing details of this Gemara, Saknevitz? What am I missing? Rashahu, Shemo Yaroges bni. He's a murderer. He's not going to only come after me. He's going to be morally. He knows that he's going to come after my family. Shema Yadlik as Gadishi. Maybe he's going to light up the stalk, as Avi Spitz pointed out, from last year's sugyas. The sugya Baba Kama. And he's a right there because the Aish is going to get to my house. Or he might just damage my house. Shema Yiktas Nityasi. Maybe he's going to destroy my garden that I spent so much money on making beautiful. And if he's in any position to lead, he has to listen. The Rambam adds in something that the Gemara doesn't say. Russia. This is a Russia Marusha. And the Rambam qualifies not only Russia who gambles, but he's a Russia that what Rabbi Isai is willing to kill not only me, but innocent individuals. My kid never got involved in the case. He's in cheder. He's in elementary school. What are you getting in the mouth of the case? This is mamish like a movie, a rated R movie. Come on, what a murderers in this and this crazy thing. The mob, death. Thank you. What's it called? What's that? Yeah. What's that?
Godfather.
My Godfather. Thank you, Rabbi Isai. This is unbelievable. What's going on? What a Russia, says the Rambam. No. You can't fear for your life. You can't give in to the fear for your life. It comes along the Bach, on Simon Yabez, and says, whoa. The Rambam added in one word here and expounded on that word. The Gemara never said we were talking about a Russia Marusha. The Gemara never said we were talking about a murderer. And therefore, from the fact that the Gemara didn't say like that, and the fact that Rashi doesn't say anything like that, says the Bach and Paskin's La'alach, and he says you should take Rashi's approach, that if it's a life-threatening situation, and there is serious reason because of this guy's history, and because of how we're calling this guy a Russia that murders, that you think that he might have the same response and approach to my case as well, so that is not talking about the situation, and therefore Rashi would say, even mishetishma devrayim, even when I know where it's going, pikuach nefesh is what overcomes all other halachos, and just like I can eat treif in a situation of pikuach nefesh, so too I can violate lo saguru mipini ish, and that iser is suspended in a situation where my life is going to be threatened. Rabbi Isai, the Bach, to me, makes a lot of sense. And therefore, that's why we've left the situations and examples vague. According to this Bach, if it's a good chazakah and a good analysis that this guy, murder is an option, and he has hired hitmans in the past, and he can even go to the extent that he's going to murder innocent people. This is a Russia Marusha, says the Bach Lafi Rashi. So far, that was not what the Gemara was referring to. But who disagrees with that, as I just read? Shitas Rambam. Rabbi Isai, who's bothered with Akasha? Why? What's the Kasha in the Rambam?
Where does he get it?
The Gemara doesn't say Russia. Fine. That's not... I have a stronger kasha.
Pikuach
Nefesh. Avoisai. How could anyone disagree with the Bach? How could anyone disagree with Rashi? What happened to Pikuach Nefesh? Is this one of the big three? Is this Chen HaEgel? Stay tuned.
So habitat. Saying good Torah. Does anyone know what habitat say? I think the answer to the question is the nature. What?
Not the gun against your head.
Oh, that's what. Oh, so it's similar to that hakira, but not exactly. That's what Mika was saying in Seder. It's not exactly that hakira. It's similar. It's alderach that. That hakira we were saying is that I. Because in there, it's even more of a situation. I am in a life-threatening situation, but I am opting out of that life-threatening situation by taking this medicine and by going down this route.
So your medicine here.
But afal pichein in such a scenario, it's still considered yarig val yavar, and I have to give up my life. But over here, Abayisai, I don't even have a deathly ill situation. I have. A psychological problem. I have a story that's playing out in my mind. What's going to happen? I'm going to judge this din Torah. We're going to judge this for weeks and weeks and weeks. It is going to be a back and forth. There's going to be rallies. There's going to be pressure. And then there's a chance that it might lead to a hitman situation. I'm playing that whole story out. So basically, what's the Torah coming and telling me? Trust the Rabbi Shalom. You're not in a life-threatening situation right now. But now your psyche has the ability to take over and rationalize things that are going to play out and going to come out of this because of the people that are involved, that you're now going to paint yourself a situation, but halachically. Is this pikuach nefesh right now? No. This is all my psychology of what I'm playing out in my mind. Comes along the Torah and says, at this point in time when you're being a dayan, don't be scared. Don't be scared. Yes, I'm playing out a story in my mind that eventually might lead to a situation of a pikuach nefesh, of a death, of something that involves life or death. But right now, where we're holding right now, it's all an approach to life. And I'm not giving in fear to even something that might actually lead up in a few weeks to something that could potentially get to life and death. That is not considered pikuach nefesh, and that's what the Torah is saying, just judge the case. Just deal with it. That's not the Rambam going against the klalim of pikuach nefesh. Yeah, Isaacs.
I mean, can't you also have a defense for the Rambam saying that if you turn it down, then someone else will have to be the dayan and he'll be just as much pikuach nefesh as you were. So therefore, you're kind of throwing it on to the next person.
So let me ask you something. If...
And if I know if I say no, they're going to Aaron next. And then Aaron's going to have the same issue. Well, how can I say no? Because just putting Aaron in pikuach nefesh. And then who's ever going to accept the case then?
If there's a missile that's going towards me, right?
Yeah.
Or there's a missile that's going towards two groups of people. And one has a larger group and one has a smaller group. And it's going towards the larger group. What do you say?
You can't divert it.
Feldman 101.
Yeah, you can't call something
trolley problem.
Right. Right, Feldman said that? What does the Chazanish say about that?
I don't know.
Oh, so that's the question. Is that considered a Maaser Ritziv? What do I hold in a situation where this guy's going to kill Maman or Shach?
What?
But this guy's going to kill in either way. But I now am creating a scenario. But now I'm creating a scenario that now I'm gonna save myself, or I'm gonna save these people instead of those people. Am I allowed to do that?
I think if you're stuck on an island with one bottle of water, two people, you're supposed to drink it yourself. Why are you not supposed to save the other person? You're not supposed to. If you split the water, that's the
right. So then you're just argued with yourself.
No, I'm saying
that's the opposite.
He should have to.
You just kill your argument.
Never
mind. Just kill your argument. I think I can argue with your argument, but I don't want to do that right now because you just helped me.
Never mind. Yeah. Okay.
But I don't think that the island is. I don't think the island is a cash on you. But yeah. Okay. Island is a different case.
Different.
It's a whole ocean.
I'm not doing anything with the island. I'm just living and drinking my water. But here I'm killing. Right. Chevra, that's the sugya. Let's go weiter. I want to finish Cheda Egel by Parshas Kisisa, and we're doing that. What do you mean? What's two shoes?
Just
tomorrow's Makoros. That's it.
Oh,
it's Wednesday already. Wednesday already. Zok the Gemara. Zok the Gemara. Minayin l'talmud sheyoshev lifnei rabbo. How do you know that a talmud is sitting in front of his rebbe? V'raz chus l'ani, and he sees a merit for the ani. V'choyva l'asher, and he sees a chiyuv that the asher is going to go down, and he's going to be obligated. And the Dayan and the Rebbe is not necessarily going to paskin in that way, but he has proof to that direction. Minayin shelo yishtok, how does he know that he should not be quiet? Shenemar lo saguru mipnei ish. Because it says, like we just darshin, do not be scared of the people. Reb Chanan amar lo yisachnis devarecha mipnei ish, v'yu edim yoidim es mihen me'idin, ulufnei mihen me'idin, umi asal lipara mehen. Everyone who's involved in the court case, not only the Dayanim, but the edim, should know that they're judging for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenemar v'omdu shnei anoshim asher lohem ariv. V'omdu shnei anoshim asher lohem ariv, Rabosai, Gmar and Shvuas, this is talking about who are the shnei anoshim. This is the source that edim, when they stand up, when they give edus, have to stand. The mocker that you have to stand for Vayechulu after Friday night davening. You're giving Eidus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. You have to give Eidus. That's why you have to say it in unison with the rest of the Tzibor, because you are giving Eidus. And the Dayanim should know who they're judging for, and who they're in front of. Umi osid lipara mehen, and who's going to give them payback if they don't judge correctly. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Elokim nitzav ba'adas kel. Every judgment case has the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvodu ba'atzmo. V'chein b'yoshafat, and also it says so in b'yoshafat, Omer v'yoymer el ha'shoiftim, ru'u ma'atem oisim, kiloy la'odam tishpetu, kiim la'ashem, you are judging for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema yomer ha'dayan, ma'li b'tzar zeh. Maybe the Dayan will say, what do I need this headache for? Mali b'tzara zeh. Tamad loymer imchem b'dover minshpot. I'm here with you. Ein l'odayin elamasha in avruos. Don't worry about what's going to happen. You judge based on what you see, and don't worry about everything else. I'll take care of the rest. Hechidamik gmar din. The Gemara says that pshara is not allowed according to one of the Tanoim post gmar din. At what point in time of the judgment is considered the gmar din, the finale of the judgment? Amar Rav Yudah Marav. Rabbi Yudah Marav says, this is what Gmar Din is called. Ish ployni atachayev. When you state, ish ployni atachayev, ish ployni atazakai, Max Harvey would have any mincha in a second. Amar Rav, that is considered Gmar Din. Amar Rav, halacha ko Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that halacha is like, what's Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha that holds what? Mitzvah or asr lipzoa? Mitzvah lipzoa. Ini, is that true? V'harav huna talmidei derev, hava ki hava osel kamedei rav huna amalu, idina b'yisu yipshar b'yiso? Aye, how's that possible? But didn't Rav say that I give the option you could do either pshara or din? So if it's a mitzvah l'vtzoa, how could he do that? Says the Gemara, you know what mitzvah l'vtzoa means? Mitzvah to give them the option. Mitzvah to say to them, do you want pshara or do you want din? Mitzvah nami to come Rabbi Shuv and Karcha. Mitzvah l'memerlu, idina b'isu. Do you want din? Ipshara b'isu. The Gemara says, Hainu Tanakama. That's Tanakama Shita. Ika benayu mitzvah. Tanakama never said it's a mitzvah, but you're right. They have the same situation, and Rav Tanakama holds it's a reshus, you're permitted to do pshara, and Rav Yeshua ben Garcha says it's a mitzvah to tell them the options.
So
Tanakama Savar Rishos, Haini Rav Shimon ben Anasa. If Tanakama holds it to Rishos, so isn't that the same thing as Rav Shimon ben Anasa that holds it to Rishos and Akambitza? Ikabinayu, there's a difference. Mishatishra Divrayam, Va'ata Yodea Lehechan Adinoite, Iata Rosh Elarmerhem. Rav Shimon ben Anasa said that once you hear a certain amount, once you know where the din is swaying towards, I'm not allowed to give them even that option anymore. And according to the Tanakama, I'm still allowed to give them that option even after I know where the din is swaying. Two. Upliga the Rabtamchem Bar Chaniloi. Stop, everyone, stop. And this old Gemara, everything we've been saying is against the Parshas Kisisa. This Parsha. The Rabtamchem Bar Chaniloi, the Omer Rabtamchem Bar Chaniloi, Loinemra Mikrazu, Ela Keneged Maisea Egel. Shneemar Vayar Aaron, this week's Parsha, Vayivin Mizbeach Lefonov. This pasuk of what? Which pasuk? Which pasuk? What does Tosis hold? Is it talking about that pasuk?
No.
Rabbi Isai, what is the machlekes Rashi in Tosis? Tosis says it can't be by Tzeach Birich. Why does Tosis say it can't be by Tzeach Birich? Because by Tzeach Birich Nietz Hashem has a what connotation? A negative connotation. And what does Tosis say about this parsha?
It's
a positive analysis of Aaron's doing. Rashi clearly that says the Gemara is talking about Botzei Birich Nietz Hashem obviously holds that there's a negative connotation of what Aaron did. What is the Machlekes Rashi and Tosis? Stay tuned tomorrow, Losai. Parshas Kisisa will be like you never imagined.
The first Gemara you were saying, Tzedakah,
yeah.
It's not Tzedakah because he's paying instead of